69-year-old Lou Hudson suffered the stroke back on March 26. He was hospitalized and put on life support for several days. Once that was removed and he was breathing on his own, he was moved to a hospice facility in Atlanta where he spent his remaining days. According to his wife, Madeline Smith, while he was conscious, he couldn't communicate. Hudson had suffered an earlier stroke back in February 2005. Smith says this stroke affected the other side of his body. It happened as he was lifting hand weights. He had moved back to Atlanta about a year ago, where his daughter and first wife live and where he lived for 20 years during the height of his NBA career. In Atlanta, she says he's known as Mr. Hawk. Many others have called him Sweet Lou for his sweet and effective jump shot. Hudson was drafted by the St. Louis Hawks in the first round of the 1966 draft after playing ball for the University of Minnesota. He played 11 of his 13 seasons for the Hawks, spending the last two seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers. His number 23 was retired by the Hawks. The 6'5" forward and guard played 890 NBA games, scoring some 18,000 points during his career. He was a six-time All-Star. In 1979, at the age of 35, he retired and then sold restaurant equipment and worked briefly as an announcer for the Hawks. In 1987, he married Madeline and moved to Park City, where he dabbled in real estate investments and broadcasting. He was a familiar face on the early days of TV 45, now known as Park City Television, sharing duties during the sports report on the morning show. Hudson was elected to serve on the Park City Council in 1993 to fill the unexpired term of Jim Santee, becoming the first African-American elected to public office in Utah. He also created a recreation basketball camp, the Lou Hudson Growth League, which he coached for 20 years before suffering his first stroke. The Park City Rotary Club named him as its Citizen of the Year in 1992. In 2002, he was inducted into the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame. In 2003, he was named Humanitarian of the Year for ex-NBA, the retired NBA Players Association. A memorial service for Lou Hudson will be held in Atlanta the week after Easter. A service will also be held in Park City at a date to be determined. Lou Hudson is survived by his wife, Madeline, and daughter, Adrian. He was preceded in death by his son, Lou Jr., in 1996, who died playing basketball from a blood clot in his lung. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.